This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The battle over exactly what constitutes health care and what makes for abuse of power is at the center of Missouri's battle to retain state health regulations in the face of Planned Parenthood wrongdoing. Planned Parenthood in St. Louis has made it clear they do not want to remedy these deficiencies that would shut down any other medical provider, like medications out of date, medical instruments used on multiple patients. And regarding EMT access to the clinic, if abortion requires sending as many women to the hospital as this clinic does after botched abortions, it's simple to see why patients need to be only where emergency gurneys can get to them. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org. From state vetoes of efforts to address abortion-related infanticide, like Governor Tony Evers in Wisconsin, to the U.S. House, many politicians are showing they don't care about infanticide. The federal government has proof of infants born alive. Congress has heard witness of people who avoided their own date with infanticide, and from medical professionals who have witnessed such viable children. And now, last Thursday and Friday were the 62nd and 63rd time the House has refused to hear a bill addressing this problem of infanticide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.